95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good, man. Good.
You still loving this weather?
I am.
Sun's coming out a little.
I know, it sucks. But yeah, this morning I woke up, I'm like, hey, I'm in a good mood. I'm a slight bit hungover, but I'm still in a good mood.
All right.
Because so, it's cloudy.
0 to 10, 10 being worst hangover.
Oh, geez. Okay. 0.3.
Oh, all right. That's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing for you, especially.
Well, half a bottle of wine is nothing.
All right.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the show today, shall we?
All right.
There is a driver that... I'm not even going to try and sell you this story. It's a Florida story. It is coming up next.
Oh, well, there you go. Perfect.
And it's great.
Sold.
Grimes, who is the ex now.
Yep.
I don't know. I saw semi-separated from
Elon
really?
Yeah,
Musk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
they can't
that
make up their mind.
Means.
He's like, no, not going to let you go. She's got to be thinking, am I really walking away from all of this? You know, even if he's whatever.
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably having third thoughts.
Adults need to boo more.
Yes!
Both of us agree on this.
Hell yeah! And if you don't agree with us, boo!
Boo! So we're going to try and make that happen today. And the there are a lot of movies where the age difference in the couples is quite extreme.
Especially in the old movies where they used to have like 32-year-olds playing teenagers in high school.
Yes.
But yes.
But same with current movies where the lead is 59 and the actress is 28.
Right. Yes.
You know, and they're together.
America.
Right?
The American way.
And we have your tickets for Tool.
Yeah.
KLOS presents Tool and we have your tickets. How are we doing this, Sluggo?
I think sometime
I'm gonna make
before
you explain it because it was your idea.
I think I got a power tool I bought and I want to try out here in the studio and maybe cut some stuff up. So when you hear a power tool and not the thing they used to do over on power, what is it?
No, that's very different.
Sometime between now and 5, just be caller 13.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen for a power tool.
Yeah, and the sound of someone screaming when their finger gets cut off.
On 95.5 KLOS. Listen, I don't want to slander my good friend Sluggo, but
that's me.
What it takes for me to get his attention, I'm sitting 4 feet from him, waving both arms.
Hey, man.
And he just...
What's going on?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Hey, when did you get here, dude? What are you doing, man? All right. Hey, by the way, I loved our 70s phrases. I got so much response from that on social yesterday.
Have we come to a conclusion on which ones we're going to try and work in?
Bitchin' is 100% got to come back.
Okay.
That's, I think, the top of the pile.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
We'll go through and figure out some others.
Exactly. But thank you for all the responses. That was great.
Hey, a customer was shopping for a used car, a 2010 Jeep Wrangler, and it was at a Florida dealership.
Florida.
Of course it
naturally
was. And they went outside to look at the car, and they found a woman, a naked woman, pleasuring herself in the rear seat.
Was she fully loaded? Come on! Thank you!
I'm sorry. That was you giving yourself props for that joke?
Woo! She was fully loaded. No, yeah,
she was naked, pleasuring herself in the rear seat of a 2010 Jeep Wrangler.
Now, I'd walk up and I'd say, I'll take it.
Same. It comes as is, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
But they apparently a customer complained to the sales department.
My name's Karen and or Kelvin, and I don't like that.
When the dealership manager opened the Jeep's door, he spotted 37-year-old Alexis King.
Going to town.
Yes.
I hope those were vinyl seats or something.
A receptionist reported the suspect was, and this is something that I've not heard of.
Yeah. Huh.
A receptionist reported that the subject was pulling at her vagina.
Pulling. Ooh.
Pulling.
Yes. You're doing it wrong. Or maybe you're doing it very right.
Who knows?
I don't know. I never.
You and I don't know for sure. If that's a thing.
I don't remember seeing that in my training
pulling
films.
Pulling at it. What?
Training films even, you know. I mean,
a third employee called 911. Come on.
No,
what's wrong with this place?
For crying out loud.
After King exited the auto and walked away from the dealership, employees noticed damage to the car's interior.
I'll bet.
including a broken radio stain and a...
What's a radio stain?
Sorry, I'm looking ahead.
Oh,
including
no
a broken radio.
Oh, yeah. And a stain.
Yes.
Oh, no.
On the back seat that was reddish in color.
Oh, come on!
Mm-hmm.
Going, well, that's what you get when you're pulling on it.
You should know better.
Doing
than
that.
Pull.
Yeah. All right. I won't be trying that.
The manager estimated that King caused $1,300 in damages
Dang
to the Jeep. Dang. How crazy is that?
But the video is going viral and everybody enjoys it.
One witness told cops that the auto smelled, quote, so horrible that it went straight to detail.
And they're like, we can't do anything with this.
Listen, we're going to have to burn it. We're going to have to set it on fire.
Push it off.
It's really the only thing that could happen. She's being held in county jail on $7,000 bond for not knowing how to masturbate. You know, we told you that Grimes and her boyfriend, Elon Musk.
That poor dude.
It's a weird thing because they apparently are splitting up. And yep. Then I saw semi-splitting.
Right. Well, you know.
Isn't a thing.
Maybe they're in the dance of, oh, I don't know, I do love you still.
She spent 3 years dating Elon Musk, announced that her post-breakup plan.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's a common theme. Like, how do you get over?
Right. What do you do to...
Well, how do you get over one person, get under someone else? That's the rule. But what is her... This is what she says.
Okay.
She announced that her post-breakup plan involves settling on one of Jupiter's moons to establish a lesbian space commune.
Wow, so he really got into her head, huh? She started off a little
more... No more men! He ruined it for everyone. Wow. She sat. This is also a weird one.
That's awesome.
Grimes sat mm-hmm. in the other room while Musk broke the news about their semi-separation last week to Hollywood Gossip newspaper Page Six.
So she was sitting in the other room, like, what, making faces at him?
I don't know.
Or doing what?
While he was calling them, saying, yeah, we're semi-broken up.
Throwing spitballs.
She was in the other room.
To make sure he was saying the right information.
Everything about this couple
very
is
weird.
Odd.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, when you get to that level, you know, you're just like, well, we better be weird. We're rich.
I don't think that's what's true of either of these people. I think they're both
straight
crazy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Which I love.
Yes.
She says, I'll be colonizing Europa separately from Elon.
Wow.
For the lesbian space commune.
Is this why William Shatner's going into space all of a sudden? He wants to get to that planet, set them straight or something?
I mean, I don't think they're going to that planet. I feel like they're just going up into space.
Well, maybe, you know, it's a first step.
But she says that she's going to do it apart from Elon. How's that going to work?
Build her own rocket in the backyard.
I don't know. That's so weird.
Invite a bunch of girls over.
This is an email that she sent to Page Six to respond to what her ex-boyfriend was saying in the next room.
Okay.
That's a weird way to argue.
Yeah.
So she emails him, and in July, apparently, NASA awarded Musk's rocket ship company, SpaceX, a $178 million launch services contract for its mission to Europa.
Right.
She's going to do it separate from that.
So, yeah, that's not going to... None of that cash is going to fall onto her special project.
I don't understand how she thinks that's...
I don't know, but she'd be interesting to film naughty movies up there if she's going to do that.
You know those exist here, right?
I'm just saying weird gravity. And
sure.
Sure. Who knows what... I'd be gasping for air because there's no oxygen.
Sure.
It'll be swell.
That sounds sexy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A bow and arrow carjacking suspect in Atlanta shot by officers.
Whoa.
Dude was trying to carjack with a bow and arrow.
You know, that might actually talk me into getting out of the car.
Really?
Well, I mean, if the window's open or whatever. Yeah, if you got a bow and arrow, because that's going to suck.
Yeah, of course it's going to suck, but I don't feel like the aim is very great. I mean, he's not Hawkeye from one of the Marvel movies. He's just a dude with a bow and arrow.
I was going to say Last of the Mohicans or MASH.
I don't go back that far. Listen to this news report.
Armed with a bow and arrow, after investigators say he used it to try to carjack at least four different people across Metro Atlanta today. 11 Alive's Chrissy, this story has definitely gotten people's attention. What's the latest out there?
Let me set up the scene for you here. This is where it all ended when this car crashed into the concrete pillar of this bridge after a series of events across the metro this morning.
Hold up. So the car is really, like, the front end of it is smashed all the way into where the driver should be.
Wow.
Like, hit it going fast.
Right.
All the airbags were, you know, and they thought somebody's going to be injured in there.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
At first, officers here in Marietta thought it was just a car crash, and they expected to find someone inside the car who needed medical help. But it turns out there was no one in the car. Instead, police say a man outside of the car grabbed a bow and arrow and pointed it at officers and then barricaded behind those bushes next to the car. And we actually got a look at that bow and arrow. It was sitting on the hood of the car.
What the What the hell is going on?
It's like a automatic bow and arrow.
Oh, okay.
You know those?
Yeah, you know
Daryl from The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
It's like one of those.
This is what officers say he was holding. It's a green and gray compound bow with an arrow loaded.
That's a crossbow then.
Yeah, crossbow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They kept calling it a bow and arrow, but yes, it was a crossbow.
Okay, well, that's even crazier.
Yes.
That's even, wow.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Marietta police say when he wouldn't put it down, one officer fired his gun and shot the suspect once.
All right.
Wait, so why was it?
I'd just like to say something.
Yeah.
He must have been white. Shot him once.
He was alert, conscious, and breathing, they say, when they took him to the hospital. Now, this scene here in Marietta shows the ending, but this started back in the city of Atlanta around 6 a.m. APD says a man tried to carjack three different people with a bow and arrow.
So he's a big fan of Walking Dead, probably.
Maybe.
Maybe, but tried... Yeah,
to carjack
failed.
Three different people.
They can just speed off.
And
I
they
suppose.
Were just like, no.
See ya.
No. You have a bow and arrow. No. I'm going to drive on. Can you imagine failing three times before carjacking? You go, I need a better weapon. I just can't do it this way.
The first two around Peachtree Road were unsuccessful. The third victim was a woman in Midtown, and she finally did surrender her car. After, police say he fired an arrow into her windshield.
Chrissy, do we have any idea who this guy is?
Now, if they do, they're not saying yet. They have not released a name or a picture of this guy.
Don't they actually film Walking Dead in Atlanta and Georgia
they
area?
They do.
So
it was Daryl.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
maybe they were just filming a show.
Yeah, and he was really drunk.
Now, what do we do? The police are involved.
I need a car. I'm gonna go get a car. Be right back.
Boom! I mean, that's. Not the song.
No. Not
Don't
Van
get us wrong.
No. Boo!
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Booing is reserved for crowds at concerts.
The best thing in the
world. Like Slipknot, booing Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Which we showed you yesterday, and sporting events.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But people don't do it in real life, and that's not cool.
No.
As an adult, you need to boo.
Yeah.
It's a very useful tool.
It's great.
For those of us that are hampered a little bit by our grasp of the English language, boo says everything.
It gets her done.
It really does. And it's hilarious.
Yep.
I was walking out in front of a grocery store, and there was a parking attendant, parking officer,
right,
that was writing a parking ticket.
All right.
For somebody else, completely unrelated to me.
Right.
And I just walked by and I just went, boo. And the guy turned and goes, come on, man, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, but if he was getting a ticket, he'd feel the same way.
Yeah, I agree.
Boo.
But it's so useful.
It is, and it really kind of shuts down conversations. It's hilarious.
There's no response to
turns
it.
Turns a corner sometimes and what's going on. Yeah,
there's no response to it.
Those
you
are
just can't, oh, yeah, well, wait.
But I, huh? Huh? Yes.
Adults need to boo.
Yeah.
So taking Slipknot and Machine Gun Kelly, let's take people who want to boo someone.
Oh, yeah. You ready to boo?
Who needs to be booed?
I've always found whenever I'm in front of a large crowd, the bigger the better.
Mm-hmm.
17,000 people booing is a wonderful sound.
It really is.
It gets
is
your
there
attention.
Something wrong with us?
No, I don't know. But everybody wants to, and they're always ready to, and so
right.
You find a reason. I always find some stupid reason.
Let's hear it for me.
Boo! And they'll, you know, you join right in, and it's just, it's a wonderful experience.
It is a wonderful experience,
it's almost
yes.
better than cheering sometimes.
But it's lost to big crowds, and that's not cool.
No.
I'm saying if you're an individual and something goes wrong, or you're on the phone and a doctor calls to cancel your appointment, boo them.
Boo!
Right.
Bring it down back to the person, down to the personal level.
The individual boo is the funniest one to
me. And it does a lot of good.
I just love
You'll
that.
Be happy.
So 818-955-KLOS, who do you need to boo?
Yes.
And we'll boo with you.
Yeah, we'll boo with you.
Sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Depending on, you know.
Or if we don't
about.
Like what you're booing, then we'll
then
boo
we'll
you.
We'll boo you, right. We may not join in, we may boo you.
Yeah, but booing will ensue.
Yes. 818-955-KLOS.
Boo! Two from the fighters, foo, on our precious little two for Tuesday on KLOS.
That's a good delivery right there. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We were talking yesterday about Slipknot fans booing Machine Gun Kelly on stage, and it was hilarious because it really threw him off.
Yep.
And then he started talking to him and trying to talk sense into him, and you can't do that.
You can't win him over.
So
happen.
We're talking about the fact that adults should boo.
Yeah, you need to boo
That should
more.
Be a thing.
Yeah.
So we're taking calls on who needs to be booed. You have one?
Dude, we have to boo Metallica with Miley Cyrus. Let's give them a big-ass boo.
Well, all right.
Come on, man.
I got to be honest. I'm not a fan of that either.
Yeah, dude, they've been splashing that on the internet. God knows how many times. I'm like, dude, enough's enough. Cut it out.
So boo!
Yeah!
What
boo
are you yelling you? Yes? Okay. Don't yell yes while we're booing.
Boo!
Yes, that guy. What are you saying?
Boo! Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Who I want to boo? I want to boo the president of the United States.
Well, there's always something to boo the president of the United States for.
Doesn't matter who he is. Boo!
KLOS, hello.
I would probably have to boo people who start off every conversation rude, you know? I work in a restaurant, and sometimes I get people that just come in and they're immediately rude.
I don't know how you do that.
No kidding, dude. No kidding.
I would boo if I was just standing there by myself. I would just look at him and go, boo!
Yeah, you know, when I hear someone...
I'm a human being!
When I hear someone being rude to someone, you know, a waiter or whatever, I do kind of always give them crap, that person in some way. Yeah. So we will boo for you. Boo!
Yeah.
They never tip either, do they? Those jerks.
I know.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-9.
Hold on. Here's Tracy that tweets, I boo my coworkers all the time. They totally love it.
That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS. Who do you need to boo? Boo. What a short song. Boo. Down with a short song. You know, Lynyrd Skynyrd would be booing Neil Young there, given the chance.
Sure.
Once again.
Sure.
Maybe, you know. Boo.
There should be more booing. That's all we're saying.
Bring in more booing.
We're taking phone calls of people who need to be booed. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who deserves to be booed?
Who? How you doing?
Good.
I think he does. Boo!
Oh, no, that's Christmas. Boo!
Yeah, down with Santa Claus. That fat bastard. It never brings me what I want.
I don't know what's happening.
Boo!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, thank you. Who needs to be booed?
I would say MGK, man. First of all, for painting his nails, and second of all, for talking about Slipknot.
I mean, that was the mainly a Slipknot crowd that was booing him.
I see you, dude. I see you, man. Your little f***ing weird outfit. Just be. Just, I'm here for the f***ing you're here for, dog. It's all good.
Yeah, he definitely got a good dose of booing.
Yes, he did.
That's for damn sure.
Which I love.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Mandy. Hey, give him a boo.
Boo.
More heartfelt,
yeah,
sir.
That's not really
boo. Boo your heartfelt. There you go.
That's better. Better. KLOS, hello.
I tell you who should be booed.
Yes.
Tom Brady and anybody who beats the Cleveland Browns.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that is. That's a couple of people.
The Browns are going all the way this season.
All right. Take it easy. I'm
you
not
heard
sure
it
you
here first.
All right. Thank you.
I heard it here first.
You understand that. All right. Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Good.
You heard it here first.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin Ryder.
Yes.
Boo you.
Hey, that's rude. Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Who needs to be booed?
Well, people who cruise in the left lane and won't let faster traffic by.
Straight.
On the right lane trying to pass.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Let's give them all a good boo. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
All right, do it.
Boo!
In BuzzFeed, they have 50 age gaps between actors playing couples that are honestly quite weird.
Oh, okay.
The age gap between couples in movies. Like, I don't know all of these movies, but Magic in the Moonlight, Emma Stone was 25 and Colin Firth was 53.
Hmm.
Seems extreme. Mm-hmm. And Entrapment, there was a 39-year age difference between 29-year-old Catherine Zeta-Jones and 68-year-old Sean Connery.
Woo!
Seems like a lot. Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise was 20 years older than Emily Blunt, 51 to her 31.
Wow.
In Silver Linings Playbook, Jennifer Lawrence was 22, while Bradley Cooper was 37. Nah, not quite as bad.
No.
But, so we thought it would be fun to take phone calls from people who had the biggest age gap.
Oh, okay.
The biggest difference in age between with who you are or were dating.
Right.
Or are or were married to.
And what sort of weird things cropped up as a direct result of that?
Exactly,
like,
yes.
Like, you'd like say something and they just have no idea.
It as good as it gets. Jack Nicholson was 60 and Helen Hunt was 34. So, I mean, I guess they do it in the movies a lot.
Yeah.
but it seems like it's a little more rough in real life. Lost in Translation, Scarlett Johansson was 18 playing opposite 52-year-old Bill Murray.
Yeah, that one was like kind of funky.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, and you just mentioned Jack Nicholson, and I suddenly go back to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and why he was actually in.
Yes.
That was a little age difference there as well.
In Decent Proposal, Robert Redford was 56 and Demi Moore was 30.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it's a Hollywood thing, but also what happens in real life.
Yeah.
So give us a call at 818-955-KLOS with the biggest age gap that you have had or somebody that you know has had.
And, like, what it sort of brought up and made happen as a direct result? What sort of things went maybe a little south?
Maybe they died and you got money.
Ha-ha!
818-955-KLOS. It's finally Halloween time back at Disneyland's resort. And each weekday for the rest of the month, KLOS is blowing out Disneyland 4-packs plus $500 to spend at the park. Listen for a keyword to text nearly every hour. Your chance is coming up very soon.
And we're going to be talking about age discrepancy in just a matter of moments. 818-955-KLOS. You had a relationship with someone much, much older or younger? We want to hear about it!
In great detail. Especially if it's creepy.
Yeah, the creepier the better.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. In Birdman, the movie Birdman, Michael Keaton was 31 years older than his love interest, who was played by Andrea Riseborough.
31, that's a chunk of change.
He was 63, she was 32.
Ooh, that's big time.
Yes, yeah, that is big time. Yeah. So that's what we're looking for, is the biggest age gap. KLOS, hello.
I'm 58 years old and I'm dating a 37-year-old.
Congrats.
Well done.
I mean, wait. What? You
know, it sounded real good in the beginning, and it was. But my recommendation is, do not do it.
Because
I have daughters older than her. Two daughters older than her.
Well, that's trouble. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I got one for you.
Yes.
How about Cloris Leachman and Eric Estrada?
Cloris Leachman and Eric Estrada. What was that age difference? Yeah.
Do I get a little bit of that?
Is this Cloris Leachman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Cloris. Yeah, I love you. You're the best. Oh, wait. Hold on. That can't be right. She died.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
When I was 23, I went to a party, and I woke up next to some lady, and then I married her a few days later, and she ended up turning 40.
23 and 40.
Yeah.
How long did you guys stay together?
Well, we were married and ended up lasting almost 2 years. It was really weird. It was weird because she was in a band that I liked when I was a kid, and then I met her.
What band?
At a party. She was in like a goth band, Christian Death.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them.
All right.
That's weird. That's bizarre. Do you still keep in touch with her?
No.
She's now in an old folk home, isn't she?
She's like in her 60s or something now.
Hey, that's no big deal. How dare you, sir?
For those of us in our 80s, we do not appreciate that.
Thanks for calling, man. Let's hear about the age difference. 818-955-KLOS. Cloris Leachman called. That was
what the f***? We are talking about the largest age gap between couples.
Yes.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Greatest age difference?
Hi. So my husband and I are 18 years different.
Is that right? How long have you been together?
Since you were one.
Almost 9 years now. Yes, since I was one.
And does it matter anymore at all? Do you even really think about it much?
You know, the only thing I think about is the day he has to wear diapers, and that scares the living crap out of me.
Yeah.
And that's like in the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's any minute now.
It is. He graduated high school when I was born, so it worked
out.
Wow.
That's funky.
Wow. Well, listen, for better or worse, does not include diapers.
I think you draw the line there.
That's drop them off someplace at a mall.
Go shopping, dear. Well, see you later.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, thank you for calling. That's awesome.
It worked out great.
Right on. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Biggest age difference?
Actually, I'm currently in that situation.
Okay.
My lady is 53, and I am 29.
Wow, cool. That's all. Well, you sound very mature. I would have guessed it was going to be the other way around because you sound like a mature fella.
He meant old.
I mean, I'm mature in public, but not when we're together.
How is it working out?
Oh, I got to say, it's the best I've ever been in.
Nice. That's cool.
How long you been together?
2 years as of September 14th. We started out from bowling, actually. That's where we met up.
That's where all the hotties are.
Ah, hotties! Do you ever come across something like you remember from your childhood, and she's like, I have no idea what you're talking about?
Yeah. That's like at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
She goes, what is that? And I'm like, that was like my childhood. She's like, and I was like, you went through that. No, I didn't.
But I wasn't paying any attention. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
Hello, KLOS.
I'm 62. My current girlfriend's 32.
Wow, how's that working out, man?
So far, so good. She's a Filipina. She loves me, and she actually chose me.
How did you guys meet?
She was...
I like the hesitation. Shouldn't talk about this.
This is all shaky, but go ahead.
She was actually taking care of an elderly neighbor of mine, and that's how I met her.
Oh, okay. So you're like, hold on. She knows what she's doing. She's going to be good for me in a few years.
There you go.
Dude, that's awesome, man. I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This story is not possible.
Yeah, this is horrifying. This is insane.
It's not possible.
It's not physically possible.
Man,
I agree.
Man survives drill bit through skull.
What?
That's the headline.
Through skull.
Yes.
Not into skull.
No, through.
Through.
Yes.
Wow.
Ron Hunt's friends have good reason to call him Miracle Man. Yes, his name is Ron Hunt. The construction worker lost an eye but survived a freak accident without brain damage after falling from a ladder onto an 18-inch drill bit that impaled his skull.
When you see that coming, you're falling.
I see what you're doing.
It's in 3D.
Because it went right through his eye.
Here he goes. Ah!
He says, I'm very fortunate I'm not paralyzed or dead.
No kidding.
He's a 41-year-old electrician. The 1.5-inch diameter chip auger drill bit was still in his head when his brother Chris Hunt and nephew Ben met him at the hospital emergency room in Reno, Nevada.
Wow. What about Mike? Was Mike there?
No, he was not. Okay. Thank you for asking. Well, here's how it happened. He was drilling above his head on August 15th, and a 6-foot ladder that he was standing on started to wobble, and he tossed the drill aside.
Okay.
As construction workers are trained to do, like, get it away from me because this isn't
going
to go well.
You're going down. You don't want to be holding it into your arm, leg, whatever.
But he fell off the ladder face first on the drill bit.
Oh, God. Wow.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Where's your shop teacher now? Hey, you know, you told me.
Right?
You jerk.
He said, I ran my hands up the drill bit, up to my eye, and put my other hand in the back of my head and felt it coming through the back of my head.
Oh, no. Wow.
He felt it.
Wow.
Go through his eye in the back of his head.
But it didn't go into his brain, what it meant.
And that's where pretty much the shock set in. Nothing shocked him until that.
Wow.
Doctor said the drill, this is an answer to your question. Doctor said the drill bit pushed his brain aside.
Whoa.
Rather than pushing into it.
Huh.
Which likely would have caused serious brain damage or death.
Yeah.
After weighing the options, the doctors essentially unscrewed the bit to remove it.
What? Just unscrew it.
Just good. Put the drill on backwards and just comes out covered with brain. This isn't possible.
No, that is amazing. That is one lucky dude.
I think he's very lucky.
Yeah, because accidents happen, but man, yeah, you don't usually.
It's just going to be one of those stories, he said. He'll joke around with a glass eye and pop it out.
My dad had one of those. He loved it.
He had a glass eye? Why?
His brother. So this is why Christmas tale, story.
I wish I had a glass eye.
Isn't funny. Wasn't funny to him because, you know, the whole BB gun.
Yes, sure.
That's what happened when he was like 12.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to put an eye out with that thing? Really?
And he did. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he liked to pop it out and show people that. It's like,
That's what I would do.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, so now he's going to have one, this dude. But this story is much better.
How is it possible?
That is.
I don't even understand how it's possible.
I don't either. That is unbelievable. Things you see in ER, right?
Yes.
Dude comes in with a drill in his head.
How did that happen?
Just reverse it.
I fell from 6 feet on a ladder.
Your brain's okay? Damn, dude.
Whatever happened to that band, huh? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So, you know, backwards masking, you know, yes, where they say something backwards intentionally in the song and, you know, it's supposed to,
be Hail Satan or whatever.
Yeah. I actually ran into a weird example of it, and it did actually exist of all things, Queen's Another One Bites the Dust.
Is that right?
When it was brand new, I had the 45, and, you know, when you're doing stuff like what we do with records, you play them kind of, you put the needle on it and you run it backwards to get it ready to record and whatever. And it actually says, it's fun to smoke marijuana.
Is that right?
Yeah, on the Another One Bites the Dust, you turn that backwards, it says, it's fun to smoke marijuana. And Another One Gone and Another Gone is marijuana, marijuana. And
no
I just
kidding.
Thought they had to have done it because it's hilarious.
Yeah, of course.
But I play it for people, and about half the people totally hear it, and the other half are like, I don't hear that at all. I don't hear it.
That's super weird.
So we're going to turn this whole thing into a contest. We're going to start taking artistes, and we're going to play them backwards, and if you can guess...
Now, is it the whole song, or is it just the vocalist?
Just a little piece, and we want to see if you can guess.
But I'm saying, it's the instruments and everything?
No, it's just going to be the artist, and maybe some weird noises and sounds to throw you off.
Okay.
Make it a little harder.
All right.
But that's going to start on Monday, and we'll have some cash if you can be the right caller and guess who the artist is. When that's going on, because this contest is going to run a while starting on Monday, I'm going to bring in the Queen backwards.
Bring in the Queen on Monday.
Yeah, and see if anybody hears it. See if you can hear it. See if what, you know. I just thought it was hilarious.
That's
I get
fantastic.
To see them figuring out the words, Another One Bites the Dust backwards is, it's fun to smoke a marijuana. It's hilarious.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for what we learned on today's show.
Ah, what did we learn?
If you're trying to buy a used car and there's a woman inside masturbating, buy it.
Buy that car.
Buy the car.
Take her home.
What's wrong with you? If you're thinking of carjacking, maybe it's a not great idea to have a crossbow.
Yeah, the dude tried, what, 4 times before he finally got lucky with a crossbow?
Ineffective at best. Adults need to boo more.
Kevin Ryder.
Yes.
Boo you!
Rude.
And KLOS presents a tool. We gave away some tickets today. We have some more tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome, man. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS presents Tool.
Yeah!
We're giving away tickets this hour.
Yep.
When you hear a power tool, which was Sluggo's idea.
I am a power tool.
You're going to hear a power tool between now and 5.
Be caller 13, and we'll send you to the damn tool show.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Justin.
Justin, you're caller 13.
Yeah. No shit.
Yes.
Yes. I did it. We did it.
Who's in the background?
My wife.
Is she going with you?
Of course.
Not me?
I mean, you can't say that with her in the room, for God's sakes. I mean, I wish. You got 2 tickets to see Tool presented by 95.5 KLOS January 18th at Honda Center.
That is awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Tickets for everybody else go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.
Congratulations, Justin.
Yay!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, so we found some more cash, and we decided to start giving it away as of Monday. We got this new contest, Backward Mask Singers. Not just masked singers, but backwards masked.
Do they have to wear a mask, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Nope, no masks.
No
basically,
mask.
It's just we're going to take like some vocals from artists you probably know, mm-hmm. and play them backwards, and then you have to guess who the hell it is.
Not the song title?
Nope. Just the artist.
Right.
Yeah, because they're starting Monday. I'm going to do it like 5 times and give you a bunch of cash if you do it right, and hurt you bad if you miss.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
It's really going to be painful.
Painful, yeah. And it's the better. Woo! Wine's a sweet girl. It's no more to a new man.
Right? Who's with us?
Couldn't agree more. Suddenly it's Twin Peaks. I wish you knew what that said.
What? Why did you play that?
Well, do you know who that was? That was clearly me.
Yes.
You could hear. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, so then you would have won our contest that starts next week. You have to identify who the person is that's singing backwards.
Okay, so we're going to take a vocal from any one of our songs.
Yeah, one of our little ditties, one of our artistes.
Isolate it.
Yeah.
Reverse it.
Yeah.
And then you have to tell us who it was. All you have to do is tell the name of the artist.
Yep.
Not the song.
Not the song.
All right.
Yeah, just for some cash. We're going to give away some cash. We found some cash downstairs.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
Is that how it works?
Body. Yeah, there's these bodies downstairs.
Okay.
And there's a lot of cash underneath those bodies. So, starting Monday, we're going to start doing the backward masked singers. So.
Wow.
You might hear some satanic messages in those as well. I don't know.
Billy Idol is taking over KLOS this weekend for a 60-minute special.
What?
Saturday at 11 and Saturday at 7 p.m., and then Sunday night at 10 p.m.
Hold on a second. If he's going to be here, we better fix this table that we broke when we were partying. Hold on a second.
Ooh, ow. That sound hurts.
I think I cut my finger off, man. Oh, well.
Don't miss the Billy Idol takeover this weekend, only on 95.5 KLOS.
Jim Morrison was arrested on this day in rock in 1963 at Florida State University after stealing a cop's hat and umbrella. He was charged with petty larceny, resisting arrest, public drunkenness, and disturbing the peace. It was on this day in rock in 1968 when Hey Jude, which was backed with Revolution, hit number one on the U.S. singles charts. It was there for 9 weeks, the longest of any of the Beatles singles. It was on this day in rock in 1974 when Bad Company's self-titled album hit number one in these United States of America.